Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Cheryl Fox. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight in this 15-minute of empowerment. We are encouraged in our walk, in our process, in our faith, in our stand, in our belief. We are encouraged even as we believe God for the impossible to happen in our lives. Because as we are chosen by God and as we go in the direction of what He's called us to and purposed us to, there will be things that will come to try us, but these things come to try us and make us strong, build us up in our most holy faith, cause us to believe God in impossible situations, and see the salvation, the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So in this 15 minutes, we're going to be encouraged that we can move and go through the things that God has qualified us to go through, because it was already settled before the foundations of the earth, who we are, who we will be, what we will go through, and the outcome will be in our favor. Because He knows the beginning from the end. We have been looking and studying in the last 3 weeks an unlikely place of blessings. And this unlikely place of blessing, for Esther, it was the place of her exile. It turned out to be the place where she was blessed and Mordecai was blessed. And we saw God demonstrate His power in blessing them and showing them favor and kindness, but also promoting them to the place of power, that they may have influence over the direction of the children of Israel and the path that they would take. God put them in that position, even in the rebellion of their ancestors. God set it up so that they would be the answer, that they would be the people that would cause His glory and His perseverance over the lives of His people. Now we're looking in the book of Genesis. We're looking at Joseph, and we're looking at the unlikely place for him, this place of favor, this place of God's anointing on his life has caused him to be hated. But even in that, God uses this for His glory. And so we're going to go further into this, and we're going to hear more what the Lord is saying to us, understand more about how we are to allow even the things that we don't like to manifest the glory of Him and to take us to the place that we need to, because we've been qualified, or whether we know it or not, qualified to be the answer to someone else's problem, to be the answer to someone else's situation, and to save many lives. The favor that is on our lives is not for ourselves. It is for other people. It's to show them the grace of God, the mercy of God, but also to save many lives, even if it's through encouragement, prayer, intercession. If you're a preacher or a minister, if you're preaching the gospel, to preach until they understand who they are and whose they are in Christ Jesus and all that He has given for them. Your life is not just your own. It's going to be used for the glory of God when you understand that it's not about you, it's about Him getting glory. And so we're going to see that as we allow and trust Him and the word that He has for us to manifest in us in a great and mighty way. Let's go into this study again and just look at some things that the Lord is saying. We had this break last week, but we're going to get back into it, and we're going to understand more and more what God is doing. Amen. We see that Joseph has already gone in this place of being hailed. His brothers saw him from afar off, and you have to understand the enemy will see you from afar off. They will see the anointing. They will see the glory. They will see the power, and they will see what God is going to do. They're going to know in advance that there is something about you that is different. They're going to know in advance there's something about you that is powerful, that the anointing is on you, that there's a purpose that's on you that's unique, and they're going to try to go after it. His brothers always said, talk to him when he gave them the dream. They always said to him, so you think you're going to rule over us? And they were prophesying, and they were saying basically what is going to happen. Even if they were not agreeing with it, their words was being put in the atmosphere of what God had already predestined. Even when they put him in the pit, they came back and said, now what's going to happen with his dream now? So the enemy will try to make it seem as if even when we hear a word from God saying what direction we're going to go in, how He's going to use us, and what He's going to do in our family, with our children, our marriage, our business, our finances, our body, that ministry, that career choice, He's going to show it to us. He's going to tell it to us. And the enemy will always say, come back in a contradicting way to make it seem as if it's not going to happen. And then when you were hit with something, when we go through a process or we go through a season where it's not looking like what God said, he will come back and always say, now, what's going to happen with that now? Where is that going to take place? How is that going to take place? Are you sure you heard from God? But you've got to be steadfast and unmovable and know that what God showed you, what God told you, what he gave to you and put in your spirit, and if it's him, it's going to happen. It's going to manifest because nothing can stop or refute the word of God. It must happen. It's got to return to him fulfilled. It can't return back void, especially when you're aligning with the word of God and you're aligning with his will and you're allowing his will to be done. When they put him in the pit, they thought that was the place that he was going to stay. Now, Joseph himself is there, and he's got all these emotions going on because, as I said before, his father was the barrier that kept his brothers from him. No matter how their brothers acted towards him, his father was the barrier that kept his brothers from hurting him. And now we see that this barrier has been crossed, this line has been crossed, and he now has to depend solely on God. Having the favor of Joseph or that administrative spirit on you means that you're going to be lied on. It means that you're going to be betrayed. It means that you're going to be put in a prison. It means that you're going to be put in a pit. But you're going to also see the other side of that, which is Pharaoh's house. You're going to see the blessings and the reward of that. You're going to see your ability to use and walk in power, but not abuse it. You're going to be able to be to save many people from whatever it is that they're going through, whether it's your wisdom, your prayers, your instruction, your preach, your business, whatever it is. You're going to be the answer, the hope to someone, and that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to be able to save many lives, but it's going to cost you. We talk about Joseph and his favor and having that anointing and having that blessing. That means that you're willing to go through for that favor. And that means that you're going to have to go through because at the end, you're going to have to be proven as gold. You're going to have to be proven as someone who is able to endure hardness as a good soldier and know that God is God and he's faithful to do what he says, regardless of what you endure, because of the vision of God that he gave you is more powerful than the trial that you face. So he is in this pit, and he goes through this, and he is there, and all of these kind of thoughts and feelings and emotions are coming because he's 17, and yet he still does not, in his heart or mind, say something against God. The story does not tell us this. It does not. It's a joke type of thing. It's one of those cases where you're trying to figure out what's going on, but I believe the Holy Spirit was there even while he was in that pit, ministering to him, letting him know that he was going to be okay, letting him know that this was going to change, it's going to turn out. He's sold, and the purpose of him being sold and not being killed was to get him in the place and in the position where he can be useful to the children of God and useful to the hand of God. So sometimes some paths that we go on might look bad, might look rough at the time. It may look like it's not going to be what God says, but hang on. We don't understand sometimes the direction of where we're going or going into so that we can understand how God is going to use us. I mentioned, I said before, by losing his earthly inheritance from his father when they sold him as a slave meant that he had no inheritance, but God was going to give him an inheritance that was greater than his father's. And that's what we have to understand. When the Lord keeps saying on us, he's going to bless us, and he's going to do certain things. It's beyond the name of your natural father. He's trying to do something greater than the limits of your natural father. He's going to try to give you a spiritual inheritance. He's giving you a mental, physical, a financial, relational inheritance that outweighs anything that your natural father could ever give you, because he's going to teach you in his ways, his precepts, his command, his statutes, and he's going to develop and change you in such a way that the person that you used to be, you will no longer be. So you're able to pass that on, transition that into someone else's life, and you're going to see that manifest in a greater dominion as you completely and yieldly walk in what God wants you to. So he gets in this place. He's sold, and you have to remember he is feeling some kind of way. That is something like almost like a shock. Even though he understands he has a dream, he's still human, and he's going to feel all these things. You're going to feel a lot of things when you're hit with certain blows, especially when it's a betrayal at the level that he's experienced. But do not agree with what you're feeling. Agree with the word of God. Your emotions will have you in a place where you will be all confused. and all misguided. But you've got to go back and pull on the things of the Spirit. Pull on what God said. Pull on what He told you. Pull on the things that are pleasing and remember those things beyond how you feel. Now, you're going to feel it because you're human, but you don't have to agree with what you're feeling because your feelings will tell you you're a failure. Your feelings will tell you you missed it. But you've got to go back and say, God, what did you tell me before this happened? What did your word tell me before this happened to me? You told me something to keep me focused. You told me something to make me hold on. And that's what I've got to hold on to, not what my feelings are telling me, because feelings will change. Those emotions will change. But you, what you know in your spirit, what you know in your knower, is that that's going to be going to help you, that's going to push you through, that's going to encourage you, that gives you the focus to know that this too will pass. I'm headed somewhere. God would have not allowed me to hear and to understand that He's taking me somewhere and to show me or speak to me about where I'm going. And this happened. If He was not taking me anywhere, this would not have happened in my life. This has come as a distraction. This has come to make me bitter and keep me in a place where I am. I'm ungrateful that I can't see, that I cannot hear the voice of God. But you are in a place where you can make your own spirit, your own flesh, abide in the thing that God has told you in the way that He's told you. Your flesh does not have control over you. You have control over your flesh. That's why the Bible says that we are to mortify the works of the flesh. Make that flesh come subject. Make that those emotions bow and submit to the will of God. You're going to feel it, but you don't have to agree with it. So we see that He's here, and in everything that He does, God was with Him. You must look and expect for God to be with you in the things that you're going through. Look and expect God's hand, His favor. Look and expect Him to be there with you in what you're going through, that you don't have the breakdown in the midst of the pressure, that even though it may not be all that you need, but He's supplying your needs. He's supplying the thing that you need in the midst of what you're going through. It may not be the abundance and the full answer, but it's enough to keep you going. So you look for His favor in the midst of what you're going through. Look for His hand. Look for Him to show up, because the Bible lets us know that He will not leave or forsake us. So even when we're going through hard things, God is right there, and He's not leaving us. He's not forsaking us. He's not allowing us to go through this and not be there. We've got to understand that in the midst of what we're going through, God is there with us, walking us through, and if we trust Him and depend on Him, and even when we're in that place where we don't understand, we're not just telling Him our problem, but we're thanking Him for being there, thanking Him for being in control, thanking Him for turning it in our favor, thanking Him for His presence, that He's my answer, that He's my joy, my peace, that I can depend on Him, that He's faithful, that we faithfully understand that even in the midst of trouble, God is not going to leave us there without hope. He is our hope, and He's faithfully going to show up. And if you can faithfully get that in your mindset, He's with me, even when I don't understand it. He's with me, even when I don't like it. He's with me when there's pressure on every side. He's with me when everything around me is rolling like billows. He is with me. When you understand that and you have that faithfully set in your mind, in your heart, He's not going to let me walk through this valley of the shadow of death and not be there. He's going to be there with me. He's going to be there with me, and He's going to walk me through it. When you understand that, then you have the confidence of knowing that somehow you're coming out. You don't know how, and you don't know when, and you don't know who He's going to use to get you out. But you know you're coming out, and you're coming out with victory. You're coming out with the spoils. You're coming out with the change. You're coming out with great deliverance in and over your life. You're coming out with a greater testimony. You're coming out with a word that's going to set someone else free. You're not going to go in the same way and come out the same way, but you're coming out the way that He said, with a maturity and a growth and a trust and a praise that's greater than the place that thought it would hold you and keep you hostage and make it look like God had failed and God was not with you. I pray that you've been encouraged. Tomorrow we're going to go a little bit further into this process of Joseph, this unlikely place of blessings, and you're going to see God's hand even in that, in Potiphar's wife, in the lie. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for this 15-minute empowerment of favor, live the process of there, and I pray that you're encouraging your walk, encouraging your stand, and holding on to what God has said. Be blessed today and know that if God is for you, who or what can be against you? If He's spoken a word about your ordered steps and your destiny, then it must take place. Have a blessed day and know that God is faithful to do what He promised.